All right, let's look here over at Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all to stand, what do you do?
Stand.
Therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace, and above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith you shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked, and take the helmet of salvation, which is the sword of the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. Glory to God. So we've been talking here about this topic of spiritual warfare, which I think is a most needed topic today. And the thing of it is what is causing the problems and the crime, the murder, the droughts, the so forth and so on. The thing that started all that was something called the curse. But you got a devil out there that's busy enforcing this, because his nature is the same as the nature of the curse. And so what I've been teaching on Sunday is the blessing, because the blessing is the only thing that can completely eradicate what the curse has done. Now, the curse is still out here, but when you're walking in the blessing, you're walking in a bubble. Walking in a bubble, boy, I'm telling you. Now, what he tells you here in Ephesians, which is the warfare warfare book for the New Testament, as Joshua is in the Old Testament, he is saying that there is another battle that you and I fight, and it's on another level. And it's on the level of the Spirit. And what has happened is that if the church has lost its discernment, it can't even detect there's a battle going on. You know, I go back over here and you got the scripture that we opened up with, verse 12, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities. Now that, don't get that twisted. Don't think that we're down there struggling with the devil. No, you got to start at the beginning in Ephesians chapter 1, where it says that we are seated far above. See, in chapter 2, because if you don't do that, then your thinking will be is that you got to box with the devil all the time. No, you cast him out just like flicking flies and so forth. When Jesus showed up, the devil in the man ran up to Jesus and said, don't cast us out, please. You don't let us. He started pleading for his life. So don't think that you got to struggle with the devil, because if you do, you will struggle with the devil. Okay? What you believe, you will receive. All right? Now, what I was going to take you is over in Mark chapter 4, and we read that a little bit just a while ago, but in Mark chapter 4, Jesus said, let us go over to the other side. And when they had sent away the multitude, they took him even as he was in the ship. There was other little ships with him. Now verse 37. And there arose a great storm of wind. The waves beat into the ship, so it was now full. And he was in the hinder part of the ship asleep on a pillow. And they awake him, and he said to him, Master, careth thou not that we perish? Now understand, this was a, what we call a perfect storm. This is a storm that you couldn't get out of. This is not just some wind blowing. These are experienced fishermen who cried out for their lives. This was a perfect storm. But they had Jesus on board. I said they had Jesus on board. And they said, Master, careth thou not that we perish? And he arose and rebuked the wind and said to the sea, peace be still. Now that's a secret right there. He rebuked the wind first. Wind you can't see, but you can see the effects of it. And everything that you can see has something that you can't see that's causing it to happen. That even you and I, that your body cannot live without you, but you can live without your body. Why? Because you are spirit. And that spirit can live without that body. Now, my point to you is that everything has a root. And at that root, there is a spiritual cause to what is happening. And so now, as a result of that, he rebuked the wind, said to the sea, peace be still. And there was a great calm. Now, this is interesting, great calm. Because he didn't wait on the storm to pass. That people, wait, you know, use faith waiting on to pass. No, he stopped it right there. Is it the right bunch I'm talking to? And he said to them, why are you so fearful? How is it that you have faith? So fear is take faith right out of the game. Now they don't have any faith. They don't have anything to fight with. Because the only way you're going to make it to the other side is by faith. And so now what he's saying here, they feared exceedingly and said one to another, what manner of man is this? That even the wind and the sea obey him. Understand, they said, what manner of what? Man is this. And Jesus said, even himself, if you look at John chapter 5, now stay there, wait a minute. Put something at Mark chapter 4 and 5, and look at John chapter 5. And John chapter 5, he said, now we're trying to get you in the game, because what has happened is there is no reason why iniquity should be increasing. Not with us in the earth. All right. Look what it said in John chapter 5, verse 26. For as the Father has life in himself, so has he given to the Son to have life in himself. And hath given him authority to execute judgment also, because he is a son of who? Man. See? The only way you got authority in here over here is that you're the son of man. See, if you were not in this body, you would have no authority here. That's why Satan cannot do and affect 1 ounce of this planet without a man. He has to have human intervention. He cannot affect anything. He needs him. And he's using every witchcraft and sorcerer that he can get his hands on to try to launch his attacks. He had to come through a serpent to get to Eve. Okay? He had to come through something of the earth. So my point to you is that Jesus was fully man and fully God. But the Bible says he set his Godhead ability aside and became as a man walking this earth. So he became like you and me so you can know what you can do too. So they come back to Mark chapter 4 again, and he said, they feared, verse 41, they feared exceedingly and said one to another, what manner of man is this that even the wind and sea obey him? So down in chapter 5, verse 1, and they came to the other side of the sea into the country of the Gadarenes. Now this is interesting here, because one of the strong men which they had to contend with. And if you come back to Numbers, you can see that. Numbers chapter 13. All right. It's not there. Let me try Exodus chapter 3. Just a minute.